This is Akashwani. The news read by Ajay Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said that micro, small and medium enterprises form the backbone of both the Indian economy and global economy. By fostering entrepreneurship, generating employment and promoting inclusive development, MSMEs continue to drive economic transformation at the grassroots levels. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi yesterday, the president said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country.
सूक्ष्म लघु और मध्यम उद्यम न केवल देश के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देते हैं बल्कि वे जमीनी स्तर पर नवाचार को भी बढ़ावा देते हैं ये उद्यम रोजगार सृजन के साथ साथ सामाजिक समावेश को भी सफल प्रदान करते हैं एक अनुमान के अनुसार एमएसएमई क्षेत्र भारत के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में लगभग 30% विनिर्माण क्षेत्र में 36% और निर्यात में 45% का योगदान रहा है
President Murmu said that the MSME sector not only contributes significantly to the country's GDP but also promotes innovation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited the Information and Library Network Infibnet Center in Gandhinagar yesterday. During his visit, he reviewed the development of libraries. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that Infibnet is continuously enhancing libraries by integrating them with cutting-edge technology. Mr. Shah also launched the Sastu Sahitya Vardhak Karyalay mobile app, which is expected to be highly beneficial for book enthusiasts in accessing their favorite books. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an 8-day official visit to Ghana, Trinidad, Tobago and Argentina, Brazil and Namibia in the next month. The Prime Minister will visit Ghana on 2nd and 3rd of the next month. In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will pay an official visit to Trinidad and Tobago from 3rd to 4th July. In the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Argentina from 4th to 5th July. The Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral talks with President Milei. The Prime Minister will travel to Brazil from 5th to 8th July to attend the 17th BRICS Summit 2025 in Rio de Janeiro. In Bihar, the senior officials of Election Commission of India ECI team held separate meetings yesterday at different district headquarters with commissionerate level machinery and discussed ongoing special intensive review SIR and other things related to upcoming assembly elections. The whole door-to-door verification exercise of SIR will be conducted through booth level officers BLOs. The ECI Net app will provide an online facility to electorates for grievance redressal. Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Mahinish Garg informed officials that for voters' convenience, a new feature, Book a Call with BLO, has been added to ECI Net app. The three-day visit of the Election Commission of India team concluded yesterday. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has directed officials to formulate a long-term environmentally sound policy regarding the immersion of large plaster of Paris Ganesh idols in alignment with tradition. The directive came during a high-level meeting held at Fayadri Guest House and promoting eco-friendly festivals. In response to court directives on POP idol immersion, the state had commissioned a report from the Rajiv Gandhi Science and Technology Commission and based on its recommendations, Chief Minister emphasized studying the feasibility of deep-sea immersion of large idols and presenting the scientifically backed solution, end quote. He also stressed the need for effective post-immersion beach cleanup measures and encouraged the use of eco-friendly materials and natural colors in idol making. The government of Andhra Pradesh, in partnership with the Global Forum for Sustainable Tourism, GFST, hosted the Tourism Tech AI 2.0 Conclave in Vijayawada yesterday. The event brought together national and international stakeholders to deliberate on tourism-led development and position Andhra Pradesh as a global hub for sustainable, cultural, coastal and wellness tourism. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu was the chief guest at the conclave. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragananda won the second edition of the Uzbekistan Masters Cup in Tashkent yesterday. With this title victory, the 19-year-old not only clinched a prestigious international tournament but also became the number one ranked Indian chess player in the live classical fight ratings for the first time in his career. Pragananda secured this feat by defeating Uzbekistan's Nodirbek Abdurustov Torov. And that is the end of this news bulletin.